the same.
Right.
We're all the family of God.
Amen.
I said we're all the family
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
Now turn with me to 2 Timothy. And my message tonight's real simple. Fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
Everybody say that. Fight the good fight of faith. Now there's two kinds of faith. One is called mental assent. Mental assent means you believe it up here, but you don't believe it down here.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Faith, real faith, is not what you can see. Real faith, come on,
Amen.
Stay with me. Real faith is what you can see and hear. When you call those things that be not as if they already are. Now, I haven't seen a tsunami except in here. I have to admit, I thought it would be here a lot sooner than October. But God is always on time, and He's never late. And so in the next 30 seconds, it could crash on the shore. Or the next 30 minutes, or the next 30 days.
Amen.
But it will crash on the shore.
Amen.
And those who are expecting it will receive it, and those who don't expect it will sit and criticize those who believe. Yeah. I lost all my ameners right there. I don't know what happened. Now I got to find... I got to find 2 Timothy.
Preach.
I'm trying to, sir. Just give me a minute. I'm glad there's some life in here.
Amen.
Familiar scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning, please, with verse 1. But know this. Now, God wants you and I to quit being so stupid.
Amen.
He wants us.
Wake up.
I mean, you know, we're not novices. We've been around this thing for 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
Most of us have been around kicking the word of God around for a long time.
Amen.
Amen. And God says, you got to know some things.
Come on.
You got to get it in your spirit. You still shouldn't be questioning what are basic doctrines.
That's right.
Come on, y'all.
That's right.
Well, but I haven't seen some manifestations. So, but you've seen some.
That's right. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
And I'm not God. I can't. All I can do is preach the word and move in the spirit as the Spirit moves.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, we're in some desperate days.
Yes, we are.
We just went through a fiasco in this country.
Yes.
That's so embarrassing to me.
Yes, yes.
That I'll tell you, I was embarrassed.
Right. Amen.
With our government acting like little kids.
Right. Amen.
Well, you must be Republican. No.
No.
I'm an American.
That's right. Amen.
Louise Brock said we need to pray all the evil leaders out of Washington. Well, there won't be nobody there. It's not a Democrat Republican thing. It's evil.
That's right.
There's demonic forces.
That's right.
And the church is going along like nothing's going on. But these are perilous times. These are times you better wake up.
Amen.
But know this, that in the last days, perilous. Or another word, there is times of stress.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, there's stress everywhere.
Amen.
Preachers divorcing their wives.
Yeah.
Preachers drinking after church.
Yeah.
With the church members. crazy doctrines everywhere.
Amen.
And Christians are buying into it all, every day.
Yes.
Greasy grace is all over the place.
Yes. Yes.
Just do what you want to. God's okay.
No.
No, that's not the word.
No.
I believe in grace. We can't do anything without the grace of God.
Yes.
But grace is not licensed to sin. Not licensed to beat your wife or your wife to beat your husband.
Amen.
Or to kick the dog.
Amen.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Perilous times will come. Yeah. For men will be lovers of themselves. That is the biggest problem there is.
That's right.
Here I am, Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah.
People think so high of themselves.
Yep.
Come on. Before Jesus, I was a sinner.
Yep.
After Jesus, I became righteous.
Yep.
But not of my own.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
I couldn't buy it. I couldn't purchase it. I couldn't trick God into it. I had to receive the Son of His love and allow His blood to cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Amen.
It's good gospel.
Yep.
Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money.
Yeah.
What do you think this thing of Washington's all about? It's about money.
That's right.
Sure it is.
That's right.
Because who's ever got the power has got the money. Come on.
Amen.
The love of money is what's evil. Money's not evil.
Amen.
Money's a tool.
Amen.
We all need it.
Amen.
Come on, I need an amen on that.
Amen.
We all need it.
Amen.
Why? Because you can't do nothing without it.
Amen.
When I go to Russia in 3 weeks, they wanted money
Amen.
To get on the airplane.
That's right.
I said, well, I'm a nice preacher and I'm going to Russia to preach. Fine.
Sure.
Give us $1,200, you can go on our airline.
Exactly.
Come on.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, but I'm doing the righteous thing. So are we. We believe because we've got to put fuel in that airplane that you better pay for some of it.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Money's not the issue, it's the love of money.
That's
what drives the world out there. But yet, on the other hand, as Christians, sometimes we become so the other way that you can't even bless certain people because they won't receive it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just preaching better than I'm getting amens.
Amen.
But I'll keep going. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Young people, get a load of that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
There's such a generation being raised up that not taught respect of elders.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And I'm not blaming the young people.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Where's the mothers and the fathers that are righteous?
That's right.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
This is a tough age to be a teenager. Whoever would have thought we could push a button on a computer and see every sex thing there is to see?
Yeah.
Whoever thought of that? Not in my day.
No.
Biggest thing we ever did is tip over an outhouse. Preferably with somebody in it. Come on, y'all. Our kids are under pressure.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're right.
Yes. Yes.
Where are the parents?
Amen.
Can I have that thing? What do you call that thing?
Kindle.
A Kindle? What do you got?
iPad.
This has replaced parenting. kids spend a lot more time on these things they do with you. I got a great grandson. He spends hours on this thing.
Yes.
Why? Because he's out of our hair.
Isn't it sad?
That's right.
I'm not trying to be criticizing anybody. All I'm saying is these are perilous times.
Amen.
Sorry. I gave it to you. Yeah. I wanted to keep it, but I can't because everybody saw it. Blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving. Well, that's a good one. Half the church of the Jesus Christ doesn't like the other half.
That's right.
And if you're in, if you're in some denomination, we think you're looking down our holy nose at you. Come on. I just heard today the Roman Catholic Church, the government's trying to take away their tax rights over all their hospitals and all their schools. Where's the church?
Yeah, that's right.
Who's going to take a stand?
That's right.
Who's going to be on the Lord's side?
That's right.
Who's going to say, I'm tired of being tired.
Amen.
I'm tired of being shoved around. I'm tired of not having faith. I'm tired of my faith not working.
Amen.
You know, I tell preachers all the time, we shouldn't have prayer lines anymore. We've been in this thing 25 years.
You're right.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to get your healing now. I know we got new people coming in, and we're glad to lay hands on them. But if you've been around 25 years, you ought to know how to believe God.
Amen.
Despisers of good, without self-control, brutal. Boy, you want to meet some brutal people, meet some Christians that are going through a church fight. Man, they're the meanest people you ever saw in your life.
Yeah, you're right.
I've been in lots of them. I used to have black hair. Unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure. Well, that's a big one. Party on. That's the spirit of the age. Party on. If it feels good, do it.
That's right.
But God says, in the last days, all this stuff is perilous.
Amen.
These are not easy messages to preach because you look mean at me. And I want to be loved. But I also like to see you in glory. You all right? It'll get better. Having a form of godliness, verse 5, but denying the power, from such people turn away.
Amen.
Doesn't say to go after them.
No.
Says turn away. Now go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Chapter 1. Now the Spirit expressly says, in the latter times, some will depart from the faith. Do you know what a lot of guys have done with the faith message? Done away with it. They said, well, that was for the 80s and the 90s. But I'm going to prove to you tonight that you cannot please God without faith. You can do all kinds of things, but you cannot please God without faith. Excuse me. Let's read on. Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Did you get that?
Yes.
Doctrines of demons.
Yes.
First Timothy 4. Even they were watching the ball game. You know, it's playoff time. How are the Tigers doing? Okay. Just joking. Speaking lies in a how do you say that word? Yeah, that word. Having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forgetting to marry and all this kind of stuff. But what I wanted to get to you, the Spirit was saying, these are dangerous times. If there ever was a time for us to be together, it's now.
Right.
If there ever was a time for you to come to the house, it's now.
Right.
If there ever was a time for you and I to become brothers and sisters and be welded together by faith, it's now.
Amen.
I listened to these two today, and I was so excited because I'm not going to say anything, but I was so excited about some of the things they told me because it's exactly what I had in my spirit. And I thought, wow, you guys have got some good days coming, hallelujah. You got some exciting things about to take place, hallelujah. And I'm excited about it. But remember this, we live in a dangerous time. But are we full of fear? No, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. We sang a little bit about it tonight. See, I'm not preaching this to get you in fear. I'm preaching this to get you over into faith so that when the hard time comes, you stand up like a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ and you report for duty and say, I'm here for the duration and no weapon formed against me can prosper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, go with me to Mark chapter 11. Oh, hallelujah. I'm excited tonight. Mark chapter 11. And look at verse 20. Now, when you got it, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Verse 20, Mark 11. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Or as Brother Hagin brought out, Senior, have the God kind of faith. What is the God kind of faith? The God kind of faith is faith that produces what it says.
Yes.
Why? Because God's not a man and he can't lie.
Right.
Still with me?
Amen.
So as we exercise our faith, there's a force that goes out and produces the things that we say.
Amen.
Come on. Produces the things. See, if I that prophecy I gave you, if you don't war that prophecy, it ain't ever going to happen.
That's right. Thank you.
Come on. See, we think everything's automatic, like you just go down to the fast food store and you know, you have it your way. It isn't that way. You've got to operate your faith and believe that you receive whatsoever you say.
Amen.
Not doubting.
Amen.
Now, sometimes in your body, you get pain, which if you're not careful, will make you doubt. Come on. Or you're believing for a check and the check doesn't show up on the day you think it ought to show up.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You dig up your own faith seed.
Yeah.
And then eventually blame the preacher because it didn't work.
Amen.
Or you must not be teaching it right. No, he's teaching it right.
That's right.
Amen. What we've got to do is exercise our faith.
Amen.
Amen. It is, listen to me, friends, it is time for manifestations.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor and say, Doc says it's time for manifestations. In your life.
Yes.
Now.
Now. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now let's go on here. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says, now how much power does my voice have? Listen, it has none till I add faith.
Amen.
I can talk all day long and it ain't going to do nothing. But if I'm exercising my faith, and I call those things that be not as if they already are, and believe it in my heart, I shall have whatever I say.
Amen.
Say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and does not doubt. Now wait a minute. Doubt where? In his heart. You can doubt in your head,
yes,
but you can't doubt in your heart.
Amen.
And that's where the tough time comes, because, you know, your head gives you fits and say, well, you know, and blah, 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 and that's Lemon, and he's up there, and he's got to preach something, and his wife told him he ought to preach on end times and stuff. Come on. Well, you're already in doubt. See, I'm convinced if we could honestly look at some of you here tonight, some of you would say, you know, I've heard all this before.
There you go.
I don't believe it. Well, it ain't going to work for you.
No,
I mean, I can preach till the cows come home, but it ain't going to do a thing. Why? Because you got to believe it in your heart. Yeah, but Doc, we've heard this before, and it hasn't manifested. Then check yourself out.
Amen.
Where did you open the door to the enemy, because he has no legal right to do anything to you, because he is a defeated foe.
Amen.
Wow.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things, now get this, he says. Not what Jesus says. Now we're saying what Jesus says, you understand that. But what you say, Mark, that you believe is what you're going to have. Including, sir, good things and bad things. Because faith comes and so does unbelief. See, I always like to use the story of when David fought the giant.
Yes, yes.
Because the giant came out for 40 days twice a day.
That's right.
And declared,
that's right,
I'm going to kill you.
That's right.
Send me your champion and I'm going to kill him.
That's right.
And by the 40th day, that giant was sky high.
Yeah.
He hadn't gained a physical inch, but in their mind, he became a giant.
Yep.
Why? Because doubt and unbelief came by their own confession. David comes, hasn't heard that for 40 days.
Yep.
Amen.
Right. Bring, bring. Come on, come on.
Amen.
That's right.
That's why when we're a body, sometimes you got to pull a brother to your side and say, I'm struggling with this. Will you help me faith this thing,
amen,
project,
yes,
till it manifests?
Yes,
amen.
It's called being the body of Christ.
Amen.
Not being the strangers,
amen,
of Christ.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
But those things, believes that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. Now, what is the limit to what Jesus is saying here?
No limit.
Who said no limit?
No limit.
Oh. No limit?
No limit.
None.
Oh, really?
None.
No limit?
No limit. You're going to have no limit of your faith and belief.
The only limit there is, is your faith in what you say. My wife has a $1 trillion bill from Zimbabwe in her purse. Trillion. In Zimbabwe tonight, that $1 trillion bill will buy a loaf of bread. It's called inflation. In America, that trillion, whatever it is, I think it's several trillions. It's not worth the paper it's written on in America. It's totally worthless. You know, you can decorate the bathroom with it because they.
That's right.
But if it ever get funded for 5 cents, I'd be a multimillionaire.
Yeah. Absolutely true. Yep.
Yeah.
Back when faith.
We've got a couple of $1 million of Iraqi money.
Yeah.
We got Vietnam money. One of them's going to get.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
One of them's going to hit.
Amen. Amen.
What are you playing, the lotto? No.
Amen. No.
Just playing with money.
Amen.
Because it's just paper.
Amen.
Come on. Could that ever happen in America? Honey, it's happening.
That's right. Amen.
I heard tonight that at the end of World War II, we borrowed money, World War I, sorry, we borrowed money, $30 million to pay for the war. Guess what? We've never paid it back. That's part of this $16 trillion
right now. Yeah.
All we've ever done is pay the interest.
Yeah.
Wow. You're right.
Wow.
That's right.
Somewhere, you young people got to come up with some money.
Yeah. Big bucks.
Because someday, we ain't going to be able to borrow anymore.
That's right.
Today, the government borrowed billions of dollars.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
With no intention of ever paying it back.
That's right.
But once, now watch this, but once you begin to borrow money here to pay the interest over here, sooner or later, it catches up.
Yes.
And unless something changes, that's where we're heading. Now, I've been saying for 2 years, God taught us to live by faith because of the end times.
That's right. That's right.
We're going to learn how to live by faith.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
Whether you want to or not, honey, before this thing's over, you will learn how to live by faith.
Amen.
Faith in what? Well, I can get food stamps. I can get, well, thank God for all that stuff. But sooner or later, you can't even get that if it gets bad. Because they ain't got any money to produce it. I'm not trying to be negative, friends. I'm just telling you, this is a time to make up your mind. I'm going to live by faith. And I'm going to have what I say. But here's the key, 25. And wherever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses.
Wow.
Guess what we got to do, Keith?
Forgive.
We got to forgive each other.
Yeah, we sure do.
But I know Christians that are holding things against
goodness.
People 20 years ago.
Sure.
Oh, mercy.
Longer.
My wife can remember stuff I did 30 years ago. And so can yours, probably. Come on. No, we got to learn how to forgive each other. Why? Because it's hindering our faith. Am I doing all right? Hindering our faith. See, I want to come back here next spring and I want to hear the report of, my God, I began to speak this thing and it manifested.
Glory. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Because it's limitless.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Everybody say limitless.
Limitless.
Turn to your wife or your neighbor and say, there's no limit on this thing. God wants you prospering spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Look at Mark 10:27. I think that's what it is. Yeah. Jesus, 10:27, Mark. Jesus looked at them and said, with men, it is impossible, but not with God.
Glory, glory.
With men, it's impossible, but not with God. Why? Because it says, all things are possible.
Amen. Amen. Thank
wow.
you, Jesus.
That's good. Thank you.
All things.
All things.
Yes.
Now here's our problem. We think way too small.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we haven't got what we've been asking for now. Well, let's get bigger thinking and get our faith on it and get rid of the unbelief. You know, I look at people like Copeland. Who's the funny guy?
Jesse
DePlantis. Jesse DePlantis. These guys are millionaires. I go down to Kenneth's place. I sat in his jet last year, 2 years ago. $21 million paid for. Yeah, but he's Kenneth Copeland. If God's not a respecter, evidently everybody can do that. We had Brother Barclay here this year. We all went to the airport and watched him take off in his airplane. Mary Bell and I trudged over to the Albany airport. Well, sister, let's get on the plane. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. What are you trying to say, Doc? I'm saying it's with us it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible to them that believe. Hebrews chapter 11. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My. Hebrews chapter 11. Wayne Elston, I feel something in my belly tonight. I feel some kind of an unction in my belly tonight that I haven't felt in a long time.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, we are going to, before this thing's over tonight, we are going to have some manifestations. We're going to have some illuminations. We're going to have some impartations. We're going to have some revelations. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Oh, help us, Lord. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must. Doesn't say maybe. Doesn't say if you want to. Must believe first of all, that he is. I don't think that's a problem in this room. We all believe in God. But is he almighty God or is he all wimpy God? Is he El Shaddai or is he El Cheapo? Is he a mean, nasty God or is he a good God? He's a good God who loves you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Loves you, my friend. Loves you, Wayne. Loves you, Diane. Loves you, Sister Mary Bell.
Thank you, Jesus.
Loves you, Sister Mary Bell. Why? Because God is love.
Yes, he is.
He can't do anything but love. So he's saying, why aren't my children making a demand by faith?
Yep. Amen.
The Lord told me your job's around the corner. And it's not going to be what you think it is. It's going to be better. Because he saved a good one for you.
Amen.
But you're going to have to reach out in faith and get it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. And, oh, I don't know if I can stand it. I'm telling you, I may rapture out of here. I may be translated someplace for a little while. And is a rewarder. Come on. What's he a rewarder of? People who diligently seek him. If you're going to seek him, you got to do it diligently. What does that mean? You got to stay at it and stay at it and stay at it. And no matter what your in-laws or outlaws say, no matter what anybody else says, you got to go, man, I'm going to get it. It's mine. I see it. I have it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can't remember who it was, but a guy showed me a deposit slip. And I forget what it was for, $100,000 or something. I said, oh, wow, brother, that's a lot of money. He says, yep. I said, you got it yet? He says, it's on the way. You couldn't move him off that.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling those things to be not as if they already were. I think that's weird. Well, you'll never have it.
That's right.
Because I can remember in the old days when we first started teaching faith, people thought, well, that's all weird stuff.
Yeah.
We had a piano player, Doyle Tucker, that he'd hear a good faith message, and as soon as it was over, he'd smash his glasses, then on Monday, he'd go down and buy a new pair. It isn't about smashing glasses. It's about your mouth and about what you believe.
Amen.
And what you're saying.
Yep.
And if two my God, if two can agree on touching anything, now what's an anything? Anything.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. I'll tell you the problem I have. I know me so much. I'm very well acquainted with me.
Yeah.
And you're very well acquainted with you.
Amen.
And you know your limitations. And you know I don't think that big. That's our problem.
Yeah.
You got to think like God. You know, God up in heaven didn't pass out the last 17 days.
No, he didn't.
Amen.
And he hasn't given up on this nation.
No. Amen.
Not as long as we're here. I started out very negative. I did it on purpose. Why? Because I wanted to get your attention.
That's right.
But I'm not down in this country. We're going to make it. In a grand and glorious style.
Thank you, Lord.
Passing every victory.
Amen.
Amen. Why? As long as the church is here, the country can't go down. No way. Why? Because we're people of faith. We don't have to like what's going on, but we have to love the country enough to stay in faith. All right, I hope that helps somebody. Now watch this. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, it goes on in verse 7, just for a little extra verse there. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, there you go, prepared an ark. What's an ark? Who ever saw an ark before? And how do you get them dumb animals in there? Okay, lions. Quit chewing on my leg and get in there. Come on. It's an amazing story. Well, I don't believe all them.
No.
I do.
Amen.
I'm just dumb enough to believe.
Amen.
There was an ark.
Yes.
And there was a Noah.
Amen.
Yeah, right guy. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. Wow. Wow.
Thank you, Father.
Wow. Now, what is the Word of God? It's living, say it.
Living.
How long have you been studying the Bible?
26
years. You ever read a verse and say, my God, I've never seen that before. I read it 100 times, never seen it before.
Yeah, yes.
The older you get, the more you'll see it. Because we're not quite as dumb as we were. Or we're so dumb now that we realize we don't know nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No, it's amazing. Why? Because it's living.
That's right.
Wow. It's powerful. Everybody say powerful.
Powerful.
It's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes.
It's piercing. It's the discerner of our thoughts. You ever read the Word of God and get convicted? Absolutely. Now wait a minute. God chastens his sons. Why? Because he loves us. I could never understand that. My dad had whipped the tar out of me and say, I did that because I love you. Well, don't love me quite as much. You understand what I'm saying? You've got the Word.
Amen.
No.
Yes.
You've got the Word.
Amen.
It's powerful. It's sharp.
Yes.
It's a designer.
Yes.
That's right.
We lack nothing. God doesn't have to do anything for us to operate in faith.
Amen.
We've got the name.
Yes.
We've got the blood. We've got a high priest.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Turn to Hebrews 4.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Let me read verse 12, because I just explained that. Okay, Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of the soul and the spirit, of the joint and the marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Amen.
Wow. That's what the word does.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Now watch this. Verse 14.
Thank you, Jesus.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest who is seated, who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
Amen.
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Now, let's get two chairs up here real quick. Somebody help me. Guys are coming from every direction. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All right, come here. Now you sit over there. Now this is Jesus. You want me to read 2 Timothy again about... Obviously, I'm God. It's my message.
Okay.
Mark, bring another chair, Mark. Mark represents the body of Christ. Up, up, up. Sit next to Jesus. No, wait a minute, we got this backwards because it's my right hand. Hi, son.
Hey, how you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great.
Abba.
True. Who's that over there?
That's my body.
Oh.
At the church.
Really?
Yeah.
So when Mark prays, the prayer comes in Jesus, who is the high priest, and because he could boldly enter in once for all, every righteous prayer he prays comes to the Father. Now, if you ever get that, it'll change
your
life. Now, how much time is it going to take for your prayer to come to Jesus? When you're done, it's here. So I say, son, what does he want? Let's just say he needs a new car.
He needs a new car in my name. What he said in my name.
I understand. I wrote the book. Have you been to the woodshed lately?
The outhouse, yeah.
Let's dispatch the angels, go get his new car.
Okay.
Amen.
Now, if he sins, I say, there's sin over there. What do you say?
Confess it as sin.
So he confesses it. He confesses it.
I confess it.
Now, who's faithful and just?
That's right.
Come on, y'all. Faithful and just to
forgive us.
Forgive him and cleanse him of all unrighteousness, which makes him totally acceptable in glory.
That's awesome.
2 feet from God Almighty Himself.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Wow. Can we switch places? I want to pray.
No, get it, friends.
This is awesome.
Just stay right here. This is so incredibly wonderful.
Yes.
That we miss it all the time. We pray and pray and pray and pray, asking for forgiveness. When Jesus turns to her father and said, I've already shed my blood for that. It's over. I'm dealing with a situation in Michigan, and a brother came to me, repented. He says, well, what now? I said, well, you repented. What are we going to do? There's no penalty.
No. Amen.
You want, I'll break some bottles. You can crawl on your knees through the glass if you like. Don't need to. Why? Because we have a great high priest.
That's right. Hallelujah.
And if you got a great high priest,
awesome.
Come on. He pleads your case.
Amen.
And you can have every single thing you want, hold according to the word. Can't have somebody else's wife, none of that stuff. According to the word, it shall come to pass.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing?
Thank you, Lord.
The just shall live by faith. Now, you brothers, leave the chairs and go sit down. One more scripture. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, Hebrews 12, 1, we also, since we are... We also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. What's a weight? Well, one weight is unbelief. You got to get rid of your unbelief. I've got to get rid of my unbelief. I've got to believe that my God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek
Him.
Amen.
And the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance. Now, this is what I want you to get. I believe, I receive in Jesus' name, $10,000. I call it in. Angels, I dispatch you to go and find the money and bring it to me. Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name. And I call that money in to the ministry.
Amen.
I'm setting my faith, and I believe I receive in this life $10,000.
Amen.
Okay? Okay.
Amen.
Day goes by. Open up the mailbox. No check. Father, I'm just reminding you that I prayed a prayer of faith, and I, in my heart, I believe that I received $10,000.
Amen.
And I thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
A month goes by. Wow. Here's the key. Endurance.
Amen.
The key is stay at it. And when you're tired of staying at it, stay at it. And when you think it ain't going to happen, stay at it. Because sooner, come on, God's going to come through. Why? Because He loves you. He's not mad at you. But many Christians, especially some young people, think that God is mad at them. He's not. And to be very honest with you, many churches have taught law so much
yes.
that people are confused whether God's mad or good.
Amen.
But I got news for you. He's not mad.
No, he isn't. No, he isn't.
He's a good God.
Yes, he is.
Good God.
Yes, he
Amen.
Is.
He's a good God.
Yes,
he is.
Yes, he
is. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us run with, come on. Endurance, the race that's set before us. Here's the key. Looking unto Kenneth Copeland. Looking unto Wayne Elston. Looking unto Mary Bell. Looking unto Jesus. Now watch this. Who is the author? Now wait a minute, what does an author do? An author produces something out of nothing. So I may not have much faith, but Jesus produces faith in me because he's an author. And finisher. Now, it'd be one thing if all he ever did was produce faith, but he produces it and finishes it.
Amen.
If you endure.
Amen.
Yes.
And you don't dig up your seed with your
Amen.
Mouth.
That's good.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Did Jesus have to go to the cross?
No.
Oh? Want to know why he had to? Fulfill Scripture. But he went, not driven, willingly.
Yes, amen.
Why? Because here's the key. He saw you in this house. What's the date?
17th.
On the 17th of October, listening to the Bible.
Yes. Yes.
And that's his joy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
He loves you so much. Despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. Oh, what a Savior! He paid the price. He won the battle. And I'm here to tell you tonight, it's finished. And Jesus is Lord. Give him praise. No, give him praise. Hallelujah.